Here's a news update on KUGM.
7 o'clock, it is Wednesday. Last time I checked, Wednesday. It's What's Up Day here on News Talk 590, KUGM. What's up? Give me a what's up.
What's up?
One more time.
What's up?
Hey, there we go. Alice Kirby is with us here, lead public health nurse for Lane County. Did I get the title right?
Well, I'm a communicable diseases nurse with Lane County Public Health. There are actually more than one of me.
Say that again one more time.
Communicable diseases nurse with Lane County Public Health.
Gotcha. Okay, super. And you work closely with Jason Davis.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Jason Davis is our BIO.
Tell him I said hello. Excellent. Thank you for making the time. Obviously, you're here. Do I need to say coronavirus or COVID-19? What we do know.
Yeah, so what we do know, this is a respiratory virus. Appears to have had its origins in China. The coronaviruses are viruses that can transfer over from animals, and that's how they get started in human populations.
Okay, get real close to the microphone there. Thank you.
And so this is why we call this one is novel, because this hasn't been seen in humans before. And so, but like the other coronaviruses, there are things we know about it. We strongly suspect it's spread by droplet. So I'm sure your listeners have all seen those pictures of people sneezing, and they backlight the sneeze, and you can see all those droplets coming out. That's how this is spread. So that's why we're asking people to be sure and cover your coughs and sneezes now that we're in cold and flu season. Therefore, because it's spread by droplet, it's not spread by kind of casual contact. You have to be within about 6 feet of somebody who has the coronavirus, the COVID-19, in order to catch it. So those are some of the things that we do know.
So preventative steps that we can take, obviously the washing of the hands, but not just water, splash, and then go.
Yeah. So what we're really talking about, when you're washing your hands, you want to do it correctly. So you want to get the soap on your hands, and you want to really scrub your hands for 20 seconds or more, not just rinse them under the water. Because what that does, there are three things that are happening when you wash your hands. First, it's the mechanical action of the soap that is, you know, kind of getting those germs. The soap itself is breaking down the cell layer of any of the bacteria or viruses that are on your hands. And then, of course, the water is diluting it and washing it away. So it's important to do that right. And don't forget around your fingernails, because the skin around and underneath your fingernails can really trap germs.
Okay, so do you see where my finger is right now?
Yes, your finger's up around your mouth.
And yeah, and it's habit. It's habit, but we don't want our hands around our face.
Right, right. So all those things your mom used to tell you about wash your hands before you eat, that's really important now. Because we believe that this virus, like other viruses and germs, will live on surfaces. So if somebody sneezes or coughs, that could be on a tabletop or on a doorknob or whatever. And so if you touch that and then you bring your hands to your face, your mouth, your nose, or your eyes, that's a place where those germs can get into your body. So keep your hands away from your face and wash your hands before you eat.
Was taught years ago to control what you can control, and we'll talk more about those steps here coming up. It's nothing to be, we're not in fear mode yet, but we just need to be in information preparation mode.
Exactly.
Okay, excellent. News Talk 590 KUGN. Let me hit the clock here, 717. Alice Kirby is with us, Communicable Disease Public Health Services with Lane County, which is kind enough to be our What's Up guest here today. Still doing okay?
Doing great.
We're practicing the sneezing and the coughing into the elbows and whatnot and doing it the right way. Let's talk about information, accurate information from sources that we can trust.
Yeah. And so locally here in the county, Lane County Public Health is doing a lot to expand and improve their website to respond to the information that people need about the novel coronavirus. So that should be one of the first places you go. The Oregon Health Authority over the last couple of days has done a really phenomenal job of increasing the amount of information they have in their frequently asked questions section. So I would definitely direct people to that, particularly people who have general questions. There's also the 211 information service they can call. 211 is also working in partnership with the Oregon Health Authority to make sure that the folks answering the phone have the information they need. So definitely call that. Particularly if you're a person who likes to talk to somebody to get your information, and some people do.
Sure.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also has a great website with a wealth of information, particularly for people who are seeking information maybe for their particular occupational group. So I had a call from somebody in law enforcement who was saying, what do we need to do in law enforcement to be prepared? And the CDC has some great resources on that as well.
So not to go take up a lot of time, but presumptive and confirmed are two different things altogether as far as cases go.
So when we talk about cases, we have three cases in Oregon. When we in epidemiology talk about a case, a presumptive means they have the symptoms that match the case definition. They have some exposure that says, yeah, it's likely that they came into contact, so they may have traveled to a part of the world where there is widespread cases. But we don't necessarily have confirmatory lab tests at this time. So presumptive says, yeah, possible. Confirmed says the laboratory tests line up with a confirmed case.
So we take steps, folks. Basically, the bottom line is we take steps to avoid the flu and the cold. We just need to add coronavirus to this. We have to be smart, yes?
Yes, correct. And a lot of the things that people can do to prevent from getting the cold and the flu are the same things you can do to prevent getting coronavirus or the novel coronavirus as well.
I do appreciate everything that you guys do and the time that you've given us today. Please come back again when we have updates and maybe some more information. We're going to get through this together.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And thanks so much for having us. And everybody, just be kind to everyone because we all have family members and people around the world we're concerned about. So now's the time to be good to each other.
Empathy goes a long way.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alice Kirby.
Thank
appreciate you. It. News Talk 590 KUGN.